Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to Saroni Self-Care Session, a podcast designed to deliver conversations about building resilience towards healthy living. Tune in to our latest episode with me, your host, Maximiliana. We hope you find the conversation meaningful and inspiring. On episode 40, today we are officially starting our self-care series, and I am sitting down with my childhood friend Anna to discuss the importance of self-care in building resilience. So let's get to it. How are you, my friend Anna?
Yeah, I'm good. And you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Oh my God. I can't believe we are actually meeting.
Yeah.
You are actually in Ireland.
Yes, I am.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us. It was such a great adventure.
Wow.
Great time we've had in Ireland. And yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't believe you guys have to leave.
I know. That's life, isn't it? But we're going to come back.
Please.
Very soon.
Yeah. Yeah,
we will be back.
Maybe perhaps Easter?
Yeah. I think Easter would be great.
Yeah.
A couple of months. We're not going to wait almost 2 years.
No.
As we did.
Yeah.
Remember when you came down to England?
Yeah.
It was almost 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now almost two years later. So no, we won't wait for that long.
Please.
Yeah.
Even the girls, I will miss the girls so much. So please don't let me wait for 2 years.
I know. Yeah. It won't be. Yeah. They won't let me actually.
So. Yeah, they'll be asking, where is Auntie Max?
Yes.
We need to visit Auntie Max.
Yes. Remember, they have all the plan in their head. So
yeah.
We shall see you again soon.
Great. So welcome to the podcast again. This is the second time we are also having a conversation in this podcast,
which is.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
And people really liked our previous episode. We were catching up about primary school stories, and it was very inspirational. People really liked it.
Awesome.
Great. So today we are going to discuss about the importance of self-care and building resilience. Is a topic that I'm really looking forward for us to talk about, because I've been very keen in taking care of myself. And then as I said in our previous episode, that moving forward we are going to be discussing more about self-care and resilience in this podcast. And people have been very kind listening to our previous episodes, giving us feedbacks, and then people really like the episodes that we discuss about healthcare. That's where I drew the inspiration to say, okay, let me focus on self-care more. Because that's where the audience like to draw some inspiration as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
So now that we are discussing about resilience and self-care, maybe if we can touch base into the understanding of self-care, how would you say self-care is and resilience, if you are to define them in your own understanding?
Okay, so I believe that there is such a great connection between self-care and building resilience. Although, yes, they are two different terms, but really, in essence, is almost like a special for the resilience. You can't have resilience if you don't practice self-care, for example. So I think there are two things that goes hand in hand. Definition wise, I would say self-care as well is very broad, because it will depend with many things like culture and personalities. It depends things like even religious belief and religion and all that. So I think it's such a broad term, but really, if I can say, for my understanding, self-care is really just somebody taking care. So it involves taking care of one's physical health, mental health, emotional health, and again, I'll add spiritual health. really into this, as I discussed earlier on, if we take it into the broader context, it will involve many, many things. So yeah, that is my understanding of self-care.
Oh, I quite agree. Yeah, I quite agree. And I think I must say, I'm trying to be very resilient on the issue of exercise. In terms of, so I must say, it's physical health and resilience for me is something that I can really relate to, because I've been doing that for the past 1 year. I usually say that anyway. I mean I've been saying that for so long. Which I can say, and people really say, oh, you are very consistent.
Yes.
And some people say, oh, you are so disciplined.
Yeah.
You know. But I will say to them that this to me means that I'm resilient. You know, because physical exercise is painful. You know. And it's not only that it's painful physically, even mentally and emotionally, because you have to do one thing, for example, running. I have to do running and walking down the street every single day. It's emotionally draining and physically very demanding. But I keep doing it anyway, because I know at the end of the day, this is me taking care of myself, you know. And by taking care of myself, it means that I'm also able to be productive in other things that I do as a human, as a young person, and as a career individual that I want to excel. Also, I'm as a student as well. You know, I do a lot of things. So for me to be able to be productive in these things that I do, I need to be able to take care of myself. So that's where I draw my resilience from. Like, I think I draw my resilience of exercise from the fact that I have a lot of things that I have to do and accomplish. That's how I can say for sure. For yourself, in terms of physical health and resilience, how would you rate yourself from a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't think I would go on scales, but I would definitely say not like you. So I am not as disciplined as I would like to be. I think we spoke even earlier on how really, let's say something like physical exercise. I do know the importance of physical exercise, and I do know how important it is to, again, build now resilience, because here we are trying to connect how important self-care is to build one's resilience. So I know all this, but I will say I'm still on a journey to really explore and see what suits me, because we know as individuals, well, we've got different lives, different commitments. But for me, what I can say I've been able to do better compared to physical exercise, I would say for me, is the emotional self-care, in a sense that, for example, when I was, I've just completed my master's degree not too long ago, but when I was still a student, which is up to almost a couple of weeks ago, really, there was a time whereby I really, really, I could sense that, my emotions, they're everywhere, and also be a mom of, two, young children, all that together, coming together, I saw how in many ways, it did cause, you know, like, I could now say my resilience was almost, starting to fade away. I think at some point I shared with you, I was like, oh, maybe I should just graduate with postgraduate certificate and not the master's degree, thinking about this. But I had to push to say that actually no. So I realized my emotions were everywhere. Yes, I was tired and all that. So I had to incorporate, again, we're coming back, we're pulling back to the topic, today's topic, how I had to make sure that, for example, I rest enough. But also one of the things I think maybe we'll discuss later on, self-care also, it involves us allowing other individuals to support, you know, the support system around us and the kind of friends that we have around us. And I know, especially us who now live here abroad, all of our friends and we're close, let's say friends, for example, whom we grew up with, they're not here with us. And our family as well, they're all in Africa, blood-related family members. But really, the individual that along the walk of life that we can almost ask for the support, advice, have those conversations with. So for me, I can really say that did help, that when I ensure that my emotion, ensured that I'm not really almost burn out through adjusting some little things, ask for help when I need it, especially for the girls, somebody who can help to look after them. And I bounced back, and I am glad to say, yeah, that did pay off, and I pushed through and I did my dissertation, and here I am. So I will graduate with a master's degree
Instead
of postgraduate certificate.
Congratulations. Thank you. In advance. Well, in fact, this is the graduation that I'm going to be sad to miss.
I know. Maybe another one. Yeah,
congratulations. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You spoke something that really captured my attention. The support system.
Yes, yes.
That we usually have.
Yeah.
It helps us a lot. Yeah, in building resilience.
Yeah.
So I just noticed something,
you
know, as days goes on, that people will take you serious and support you once they see that you are serious about something.
Yes.
Because you can't, sometimes when you ask for help, you can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But when people see you doing something, they say like, oh, maybe she's serious about this thing. I've been seeing her, you know, doing this, maybe running or maybe eating this like vegetables and enough fruits. Okay, let me support her or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a lot of people paying attention to what I do and then supporting me, whether is by the word of encouragement, but sometimes we just need people's acknowledgement, like of what we are doing, you know.
Absolutely.
So I've been getting a lot of support once, like by showing discipline. When I showed a lot of discipline and resilience, people started taking me seriously, which was quite a very tricky thing to realize, you know,
because
sometimes we need help. I don't need to show something for you to help me. I mean, I would want to get help whenever I need it.
No, I think it's very important really to acknowledge again that as human beings, we have different strengths and different weaknesses. And it's okay that, yes, to ask for help, or as you said, commitment. And when we're determined to do something great, we'll really attract now the almost kind of people who will be able to walk with us through that journey. And some journeys are longer than others. Some are lifetime journeys, really.
Mm.
But really, commitment is also really important. But again, if we can go back to our focus, is that now, even for us now to build resilience, taking care of ourselves, which will involve again now being committed to what we plan or set ourselves to do and ask for help from others. So that's great, which I'm so glad. That's why me and you, for example, we have this relationship that I've been able to travel from England with the girls, come here for a couple of days, and really, really, I think I told you how I was so tired, especially after finishing school, so tired. And just come here a couple of days and I can sense the difference, for example.
Yeah,
I can really sense the difference, how my emotions and even physically, I can feel the difference. So
which I'm really glad.
It is great.
And you're welcome anytime if you want. Just, you know, just knock on the door and I'm here to open for
I've
you.
I've told you, next time you are not even hearing any word from us. We're just going to come, plan, and then you just see us by the door.
You guys are welcome anytime.
Yes, thank you.
Great. So in terms of mental health and self-care, these things are inseparable.
Yeah.
Like you cannot separate them necessarily, you know. Because if your mental health is deteriorating, that means that there's something wrong there when it comes to self-care. I mean, I do think self-care in itself involves mental health. Remember that on your definition, you said self-care is very wide.
Yes.
And in self-care, also mental health is within, falls within the category there.
Yeah.
So what I can say is that I have seen in my own experience that since I started being intentional, taking care of myself, I have also seen changes in my mental health.
Absolutely.
Like I've been, you know, not too happy, but at least, you know, and also present, you know, being able to just like finish my tasks where I'm supposed to be finishing my tasks.
Mm-hmm.
Just being a normal human being in the community in which I live.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes it's very hard to be a normal human around other people. So I've seen me change. I'm not there yet in terms of mental health, but sure, look, we are on the journey.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to really conquer even the area of mental health. How about you? How can you speak about emotional self-care?
I would say for me, it's really, again, as I said earlier on, they go hand in hand, just as self-care and resilience goes hand in hand. Those two elements, they also go hand in hand, in a sense that when one, let's say if we start, for example, with, for example, mental health, for it to deteriorate, sometimes, unfortunately, is because of us now not taking good care of ourselves, but also it can be the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Whereby, for example, for an individual who is struggling with their mental health, then they're not able to take care of themselves. So now to almost try and find ways whereby now this doesn't happen is we go back again, ensuring that small steps, as you say, yes, we haven't arrived. We have different ways that we're working through the journey of taking good care of ourselves. And as you said, it involves many things and it means different things to different people. But it really is to take those small steps, like going to bed early and, as you said, utilize the support system around us to help us with different things. But also physical exercise, also eating healthy, resting different ways, because yes, there is sleep, but also there is just resting our bodies, which you have your slogan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of resting well and eating well and moving. So
yeah,
all these things that we can do little by little, we'll recognize that actually it will help now our mental health. I believe there is even organization that can support individuals who are struggling more. Yeah, in those areas.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And there's issue of burnout as well. The burnout is very real.
Yeah.
People here, I'm speaking in the context of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Life here can be very, very, very busy, extremely busy. People are very occupied.
Yeah.
Time is not even enough.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I look at my watch, I'm like, no, this is not 4 yet. I just woke up. How comes it's 4 p.m., you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, sometimes there are those kind of days that you just find yourself very busy and you ask yourself, am I burnt out? Am I okay? You know, but you stretch here and there and then life moves on. This is to say that when you reach that stage where you start asking yourself questions like, am I okay? Am I feeling right? You have to really be careful because it means something that you are starting to ask yourself questions, you know. So I think the issue of burnout and you, it's very tricky also to realize the fact that you are already burnt out.
Yeah.
Because if you have school and you have work and you have family that you need to take care of, let's say you also have children, you also are a family individual, let's say you also are a wife. Sweetheart, you have to really be careful because there is possibility of you being burned out. But for me, I choose to rest, like for example on Sundays, in terms of Sunday I need to relax, you know, before the start of the week, to just like be mindful and just like make sure that I'm just present at the moment, and make sure that I'm not also doing everything on Sunday, so that just to prepare myself on Monday, you know, Blue Mondays the way they are, they're just like very busy. So if you don't prepare yourself on a Sunday, it means on Monday things are going to be difficult for you. Yeah, I don't know about you. How do you make sure that you prevent burnout in a very short way?
I would say again, to begin with, the term burnout, unfortunately, it can be because of culture where we come from and all that. There are many terms, to be honest, that we don't get to hear, so we don't know. But I remember for the first time for my master's course, especially for the type of almost career path that I've chosen, it is such a almost an area that this can happen very easily, because it's something that you work with complex circumstances, individuals who come from difficult situations and all that. So I think by the time I heard that word, it was almost for the first time really understanding. Yes, I had heard it before, but at the beginning of the course, we had almost a proper day that they talked about this, and then they really did give us, you know, as we said earlier on, rest, make sure you utilize your support system and do all these things that you're supposed to be doing so that you don't burn out. Then I really saw the seriousness, because for my course we had a 70-day placement and then 100-day placement, the last one. I remember for the first one, not really being that bad, but for the last placement, really almost understanding those people, if that makes sense, to say, oh, so this is what they meant. I haven't even started working yet. And here I am already feeling like you just feel that depletion and tired all the time and just lacking motivation. So each time I will see those is when, again, as I said, for example, I will try, for example, to save early and ask for help, especially for the girls, somebody to help me to look after them, even if it's just one night or overnight for them to go for sleepover or something. Just really, those kind of things. Yeah, incorporating even spiritual practices as well and, you know, be able, music, gospel music and all that. So there are many, many things that will help and fail. faith, and really just have that faith that actually this is just a season, and recognizing if it's something that I can do, adjusting now and make those thermal enemies. So definitely, burnout is very real. Not many people recognize it because, again, of many, many reasons. Mm-hmm. But I would say for me is incorporating, again, small steps and add some things in my life that has helped me so far.
That's fantastic. Wow. Mm-hmm. I like that you even consider like asking for help, like to help with the girls.
Yeah.
Because sometimes as mothers, yeah, it's very easy for mothers to be burned out. Because as a mother, you have that motherly instinct to say, I need to be there for my children all the time. But I think it's not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as it's very, very important for you to be able to be there for your kids 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
But is that realistic?
Mm-hmm.
I think you need help, and it's very important for you to ask for help, and especially when you need it the most.
Yeah.
When you feel like you can't do it. Because I do believe that you can even be a danger to your own kids if you are burned out.
Yeah.
Because you can even fall down. And then, so what?
Burnout also, it manifests emotional, as I say, so in our emotions, in the tone of our voice, the way we treat people. Sometimes we become harsher than normal, but also become people who may not even be empathetic as well. So it is really something that is important when we say that, to say for help. And again, as I mentioned earlier on, if an individual is struggling so much, because here we're talking about just the base in general, but if somebody is struggling, there are organizations in different parts that we live that can really be able to support these individuals.
I quite agree. So maybe to go to the closing bit of this episode, which I'm sad to do, but maybe we can just share some practical self-care tips. I think it would be like a repetition though, but anyway, I think regular exercises is one of the tip, very important tip. Like I would say it's number one tip to help people like in the journey of self-care. And also like healthy eating. Oh my God, I've been singing this song for the past 12 months for the, you know, encouraging people to eat, you know, the balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, proteins. I mean, you know, proper nutrients is very essential for our body. You know, if you get your body to get the nutrients that it requires and in their right proportion, I think that would be fantastic. It's another tip as well. And then also adequate sleep. I'd be very honest about it. It's very difficult sometimes to maintain like good sleeping time. Sometimes I could just be working 24/7. So this is something that I'm really trying to work on in terms of saying I need to get myself enough and adequate sleep. I'm on a journey to make sure that I, even doing more research about sleep, like what should I do to help myself sleep very well, maybe even what not to do before bedtime and stuff like that. So, and also maybe mindfulness practices. I like doing some stretching and some yoga to help me stretch, and I think I do consider it as also part of self-care tip as well, if people would want to, you know, to have that. What do you think, Anna, is you know, self-care tip you would like to give people before we close this episode?
Yeah, so I think have that personal time, time to yourself, set aside some time. And again, we know busy life, schedules that sometimes are not really the way we would like them to be, lots of commitment, but really, really be almost intentional about the time that we set aside for ourselves. And that will involve some people, they love, for example, gardening or jogging. For example, for you, Maximilian, I know you love jogging, running, walking, those kind of things. But that time whereby, yes, again, as I mentioned earlier on, I am a mom, but giving myself that time of, or just me, without the girls, going somewhere, do something just for myself, for the people who love to go to the gym, for the one who love to go out, just doing something without a family member, without friends, without children, without any, like just that personal time. And it will look different to different people, because again, there are different dynamics to different lives, to people's lives, sorry. So yeah, I think is to just making sure that that time is set aside, and it will, even that time will look different to some, maybe every week or every day, it depends. But also I will say another thing as well is really ensuring, so I'll go back to ensure that in everything that a person is doing, if they ever feel like they've reached a point whereby they need help, ask for help. Again, if they get stuck, there are many great individuals who are knowledgeable, individuals who are able to help in different circumstances. So to ask for help, I think it is really great way of really building resilience through self-care, as we mentioned earlier on in the episode.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, wow. That's amazing. Some personal time. Yeah,
yeah.
Great. I think I'd love to have a lot of personal time.
I know. Yeah.
Oh my God, I'd love to have a lot of it. Yeah. I do. Yeah, I would say I understand where this point comes from.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
When I go for a walk or a run, like in the evening after work, I get time to focus on my favorite podcast and just like to be able to think about just other things apart from work, just to have that space of my own. It's very beautiful. So I think I would understand. Yeah, I'd love more of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would say thank you so much, Anna, for joining me today. Thank you very, very much. This has been amazing. This has been an amazing episode.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited for the future episodes.
Wow.
And the things that you're going to discuss, I believe they will be able to touch people's lives, encourage, and really teach when needed. But yeah, this has been great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you too. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great. See you next time on another episode. And remember to subscribe on our YouTube channel and follow us on other podcast platforms such as Spotify. Thank you so much and see you next time on another episode. Ciao. Bye-bye. Kwaheri.
Kwaheri.